This is the Grow My Clinic podcast by Clinic Mastery, where we help you deliver amazing client experiences to grow your clinic.
Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Clinic podcast. My name is Ben Lynch. Today, we've got a short, punchy one. We're going to discuss the induction and training of a new practitioner into your team, whether you've just hired or you're looking to hire a new practitioner because you're growing. You want to make sure that they get the best possible start. I mean, you've probably invested some money, some time, and some emotional energy in acquiring or attracting some talent, a new practitioner to join your team to help service the demand of your clients. It's in your best interests, it's in their best interests, that they get off to an absolute cracking start. I mean, if you just look at the hiring process from the moment that you really decide that you're going to hire and you put out your job ad and you go through the application process, the interview process, referees deciding, bringing them on board, they have to give notice. It can take a number of weeks, if not months, for that person to get to day one, and then it begins. And you want to make sure that in those first few weeks, those first few months, that they get the best possible start. Now, traditionally, there's about a three-month process or timeline, traditionally known as a bit of a probation period, whereby you really want to make it work, but if it doesn't, during that time or at about that time, you might go your separate ways if it proves that that person is not the right fit or for whatever reason. One of the great distinctions I love from Shane Davis, who's on the team here at Clinic Mastery, is that he calls it an education period. Really, they're learning about us, we're learning about them, and we want to make it work. You want to get to that point, perhaps your first real review, and go, you know what, we kicked some real goals here. And if you didn't, you want to go, well, at least we gave it everything so that there are no if, buts, or if we did this, it could have worked. If we did that, it might have been better. No, we don't want to get there and have any regrets that we could have done things better. We want to give them the absolute opportunity to succeed. And what that requires is structure. When a new team member is coming on board, there's a lot of uncertainty. They're not familiar. They're not comfortable in their environment just yet. Even if it's like, I've never used this practice management software before, or I don't know if I'll get along with my teammates, or I wonder what type of clients I'll get to see. Will they be the type that I really like to see and serve? There's so many questions, so much doubt, so much uncertainty. And a lot of what we do in that first part is about creating certainty. Because if you create certainty, which is also confidence and comfort, they can succeed. They don't have to hold back. They know exactly where they stand. They know exactly how to perform their role at a high level. They have the mentoring, guidance, and support of you or any other team member. They know where everything is. They know how it all works. And they can just go about their business and do the best. Traditionally, what happens is we might have a bit of a tick box system, a structure maybe for their first day or week. Usually, they're admin things like setting up an email, making sure they've got their registration, insurance, first aid, here are the exits, the life vest is under the seat. I say that tongue in cheek. But there's that sort of stuff that you do maybe in the first week with a new team member, a practitioner we're talking about here. You can do the same for admin, but let's just keep it practitioner. After that, maybe they just form part of the regular CPD schedule with your team. And maybe if you've thought ahead, you've got at least some accommodation of every week or every fortnight, we're going to meet for a half hour or an hour and do some sort of mentoring or case studies where you bring your challenging clients and we'll workshop it, which is great, definitely required. But what we want to do is really recognize that there are so many elements to this person that you've brought onto the team, and that we really, in the true sense of the word, need to give them a holistic experience with us. Our team members provide a lot of value to the rest of the team and the culture. And they also provide a lot of value to the clients that we see as part of our community. And so we want to make sure, we really do, we want to make sure that they feel fulfilled, they feel stimulated, they feel cared for, supported, nurtured as part of this team. Now, you can do this a few different ways. One of the distinctions that we have made is that there's the practitioner, there's the person, and there's the practice member. And so what we look to do is through that first 3 months or about 100 days is support them with a structure to grow each of those three areas that run parallel to one another. The practitioner being their core objective is to look after patients. They want to get the results, the outcomes for their patients and do it in a great way, give them a great experience. So we need to develop, you know, things like tests, assessments, treatment modalities and techniques, equipment. We want to make sure that they understand all of those things. Perhaps if you've got a particular way that you go about it, they need to be upskilled in those areas. So there's the practitioner element. There's also what we've distinguished as the personal element, the actual human being that is there and that contributes to the culture of the team, that they feel like they are a part of it, that they feel like a human. They feel like you care for them. And so we actually use a great thing called the Wheel of Life that's come from many different sources, one in particular, Tony Robbins, the Wheel of Life that encompasses a few different areas that we look to grow that person over that particular period of time. I'll go through that in a moment. The other stream being the practice member, things like, are they doing networking? Are they doing content? Are they doing workshops or group assessments? Are they representing the practice? Those sorts of things. Are they contributing to the evolution of the systems around the practice? They're the sort of things that we want to carefully define and add structure to so that we don't go, well, you haven't really contributed on our practice level. What have we actually done in a structured, proactive manner to guide that? How have we helped them with their marketing? How have we helped them with their operations? How have we helped them contributing as a team member? So just to go back there on the Wheel of Life, which is looking at a few different areas. Number one being their role, position, or career, and that they feel absolute certainty and an element of growth in that area, that they're not doing the same thing every day, that they actually see a progression and that we have a progression for them. So that's something that we like to work on. The other area is their own health and fitness, that depending on what industry you're in, you have networks who you might be able to engage and exchange or provide value or at least nothing else. That person, if they're feeling sluggish, you know what it's like. We preach it to our clients that they've got to change some of their routines and habits. So if there's a way to engage the health and fitness of that individual, maybe even in the collective team, that is a great way to do it. A good classic one is go get a massage on us and we will pay for a massage for that particular person. The other side is fun and recreation, that they get some enjoyment, satisfaction, some variety perhaps in their day, in their life. That can be something as simple as bringing a joke to the team huddle. It can be doing some sort of social activity with the team, but fun and recreation, we want to develop that. The other side and point is me time / spirituality. Now, maybe this is getting a little too touchy-feely for some of you out there, but the me time or spirituality really comes back to that we want to make sure that that person doesn't face the burnout that a lot of health professionals do. And so perhaps they need some guidance or mentoring. Perhaps you found some actions or triggers that help you. We want to make sure that if nothing else, we give them some good education about taking care of themselves. That does link into their health and fitness, but the me time spirituality, just connecting back to yourself, whatever that may be, might be just going for a walk or a stroll, listening to a particular podcast or meditation or yoga, whatever it might be, we might just encourage that for that particular team member. The other side and point to the Wheel of Life is self-mastery and personal growth, that if we're not growing, we're dying or we're stagnant. It's very boring. So looking at how can they continue to master their craft, master themselves, and really grow personally and professionally as well. And the other side to that wheel is relationships, looking at how they can continue to stay connected to their inner circle and broaden their circles indeed, and encourage them to do that. That can be personally or professionally, whether it's some of the referral networks that you've got, or just even deepening the connection that they have to you and other team members that may be present. So it's called the Wheel of Life. It's a really great format, not original work by us, but something that we use as a filter through which we will help develop, guide, and grow team members. And so essentially what we have is those three streams: practitioner, personal, and practice member. Each week, we have certain key tasks, activities that we are doing to help develop, evolve, grow those particular areas for 100 days, 3 months. So every week, those three streams, practitioner, personal, and practice, are being worked on by us in conjunction with our new team member so that they get the ultimate growth in 3 months. Now, the beautiful thing is you may not have all that content available to you. You may not have developed it all. However, you can outsource some of this in terms of you can get them to watch a particular video, listen to a specific podcast. You can get them to read a book or read an article that's influenced you personally or professionally. You can get it for them, gift it to them. So it doesn't have to always come from you, especially if you're time-strapped. You can get them to watch, listen, digest, reflect on some of these other things that other experts have created and are really knowledgeable in. So that's a beautiful way to do this. This particular guide is something we've actually created for our Business Academy members. So they get this. It's all done. 100 days worth of stuff with links involved. And there's probably half a dozen other supporting resources and documents they can just use, plug and play, and they are ready, set, go. With this, you don't have to develop it from scratch. If that's something of interest, please reach out. Perhaps the Business Academy is something for you. But there's a lot of work involved in this. In fact, it took a lot of work to develop it, and it continually evolves. It's based on the feedback of our team members. How are you going with this? And we notice things and we add it in so that the next person gets an even better experience. You know how much it takes to invest in a team member, a new team member. It's in your best interests to make it work, and structure, being deliberate about it, is the way to do it. You can change the mechanics of how you do it, but there needs to be a structure. You get to that first 3 month review with your team member and they are just kicking goals. They are just kicking goals, provided you've gone through that hiring process and done the right things as well. But this is the way to absolutely provide the structure and certainty that a new team member needs to feel cared for, to feel part of the team, and to succeed. Give it a crack. If you want to lean on our work, hit us up. We'd love to help you out. If you found this valuable, tag a friend, share it with a friend. We would love nothing more than someone else to benefit from this work here that we've done. Perhaps this structure is a catalyst for the ideas or something different that you'll do in your clinic. And that impacts the life work of a new team member. And how powerful is that when they come back in years to come, however it plays out and evolves, and they said, the start that you gave me in my career, or at least the start you gave me in your clinic, was like nothing else. No one's ever cared for me like this. That's what we're talking about. We often say we want to lead inspired teams to deliver amazing client experiences. And it starts with this structure. Have an awesome day, guys.
This is the Grow My Clinic podcast by Clinic Mastery, where we help you deliver amazing client experiences to grow your clinic.